The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Five dead after Wichita shooting spree. We have the story.
One man shot and killed in a bar in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
And in traffic, two people are dead, two injured after a crash on the Kansas Turnpike south of Hayesville. Several vehicles were involved in the accident around 4 o'clock this morning near 87th Street South and I-135, or I-35, I should say. The deceased were pinned in the wreckage. A third person suffered serious injuries and a fourth suffered minor injuries. Northbound lanes were blocked for a time, still blocked at this time, northbound on the Turnpike.
Five people dead after a shooting spree in South Wichita. Late yesterday afternoon, police got a call about a death in the 1700 block of South Santa Fe. They found a man dead of apparent gunshot wounds inside a home. Shortly after that, a follow-up at another home in the 1900 block of South Laura. That's near Mount Vernon in Washington. They found three more people dead of apparent gunshot wounds. And then canvassing the neighborhood, they found another man dead, apparent gunshot wounds, in another home on Laura Street. After they looked in a window, police believe that all five victims did know each other and may have died by the same hand. Here's police spokesman Andrew Ford.
Really, this is a tragic incident. This is a senseless act that, you know, some families right now are you know, dealing with. And, you know, again, we want to show some respect to them because we are still investigating.
So police believe that one of those five victims was the shooter who committed suicide.
One man is dead after being shot multiple times at a bar in North Wichita early Sunday.
Police say it happened just before 2 a.m. near the Tropics, a bar in the 2600 block of North Broadway. Officers found 34-year-old Zachary Miller of Wichita with gunshot wounds to his torso and lower body. EMS administered life-saving measures, but Miller succumbed to his injuries. Preliminary investigations indicate that the disturbance broke out on the bar's patio, which led to the shooting. Police have not made an arrest in the shooting. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President-elect Donald Trump has just more than 2 months before Inauguration Day to put his administration in place. Fox's John Scott with the latest.
The transition to Donald Trump's second term as president is well underway. The president-elect set to meet with President Biden at the White House on Wednesday. President Biden is expected to advocate for continued support for Ukraine, among other key domestic and foreign policy issues. The meeting comes as Mr. Trump's transition team continues to vet candidates for key positions in his new administration.
And the president-elect also confirming that former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley will not be joining his next administration.
President-elect Trump's plan for mass deportation of illegal immigrants could face logistical and legal hurdles.
The American Immigration Council, a nonpartisan advocacy group, estimates it will cost taxpayers more than $300 billion, giving Congress a role to play as some newly elected lawmakers appear ready to assist. The plan faces legal and logistical challenges, as governors in some Democrat-run sanctuary jurisdictions say they won't cooperate. Even before the new administration begins to undo Biden-era policies, a federal judge in Texas threw out a recent attempt to legalize illegal immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens. DHS telling Fox it is deeply disappointed, adding the plan is grounded in well-established legal authority.
Fox's Griff Jenkins reporting.
Classes canceled at Tuskegee University in Alabama after a shooting during homecoming.
Shots were fired outside one of the school's apartment complexes as homecoming week was winding down. An 18-year-old man was killed. Authorities say he was not a student. 16 others were injured, a dozen of them by gunfire. A suspect was taken into custody while leaving the scene of the campus shooting. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says 25-year-old Jaquez Myrick of Montgomery was carrying a handgun with a machine gun conversion device. He faces a federal charge of possession of a machine gun, but is not accused of using that gun in the shooting. The FBI has joined the investigation. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right down to the very final play of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Do not miss these great highlights coming up in sports.
And gasoline prices down nationwide. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS Morning News now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. The average price for gasoline fell another 4 cents over the last couple of weeks to a new national average price of $3.15 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us which areas are paying the most and the least.
We have a low of $2.52 in Tulsa. San Francisco Bay is $4.65 as the high. Between those, Denver is $3. Boston, $3.15, the same as the U.S. average price. And Las Vegas is $3.66.
Lundberg says prices may drop a bit further due to calmness in the oil market.
A judge in Manhattan is poised to decide whether to uphold Donald Trump's hush money verdict in New York or dismiss it on presidential immunity grounds. The judge has said that he will rule tomorrow on the president-elect's request to toss his conviction because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that gave presidents broad protection from prosecution. Trump's lawyers have been fighting for months to reverse this conviction.
Wildfires continue to burn on the New Jersey-New York border, with both states under very dry conditions.
Hundreds of firefighters are working to stop the spread. At least one of the fires is minimally contained. Chief Bill Donnelly of the New Jersey Forest Fire Service says winds carried embers in from New York.
Crews are in the process of building control lines around the fire on the New Jersey side.
A New York Parks employee identified as Daniel Vasquez was killed when a tree fell on him Saturday. It's being investigated. Chief Donnelly says he hopes rain in the forecast can help, but
that's not going to solve the problem that we have here with this wildfire.
He says it may be several days before it can be contained and a cause found. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A large python found in a Chili's parking lot in North Carolina turned out to be a pet that had been missing.
The snake, a cream-colored ball python, was picked up by the Shallotte Police Department following calls from folks seeing the large snake in the Chili's parking lot. Officers, thinking it could be a missing pet, posted images to their Facebook page, and within a day, the python named Una was reunited with its owner, Christian Schell, who described Una as the best snake anyone could ever have. Shale thinks the snake must have been hiding out in her car and then happened to escape when she stopped at the Chili's during the week. The snake was a bit dehydrated, but expected to be okay. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
So far in traffic today, we just really haven't had any very high traffic volumes out there. Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things here in the Wichita area looking good. But after that fatal traffic accident on the Kansas Turnpike, we've still got that closed. Again, that accident happened south of 79th Street South in the Hayesville area, so a little way south of Hayesville. So people are having to exit there at Mulvane and take Broadway up to the Wichita area. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Enjoy a mild Monday, mostly sunny skies, possibly a few clouds around at times. After another chilly start this morning, mild high of 67 degrees, northwest wind switching out of the southeast, going to be light, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, calm, and 45 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, Monday morning, November 11th, Veterans Day. It was on this date in 1918. Fighting in World War I ended as the Allies and Germany signed an armistice aboard a railroad car in northern France. And we had a beautiful day across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, 64 degrees, normal high 60. Wichita's now just under 5 inches below normal precipitation for this time of the year at 4.91 inches short. And Ted, you were saying earlier that this is the rain. Is this the wettest November we've had?
Fifth wettest. We're in one of our top five wettest Novembers ever, and we're only 11 days in.
All right, so maybe we can get that reservoir back up out there in Cheney. On this date in 1987, the infamous Veterans Day snowstorm struck Washington, D.C. Storm was a complete surprise, a total of 11.5 inches buried National Airport. It obviously caught travelers off guard. Cars were stranded on the Beltway for around 24 hours. Snowstorm led to the development of the Washington Metropolitan Area Snow Plan. They didn't have one before because it never snowed in Washington, apparently. But it sure did that day, 11.5 inches. Ugh. The Future Soldier Prep Course was started as a trial program 2 years ago to provide additional instruction for recruits who couldn't meet the Army's physical and academic test standards. It's kind of like a preschool or a kindergarten, I guess. It's now driving the Army's enlistment comeback after years of dismal recruiting numbers. By the end of the budget year on September 30th, the Army had met its recruiting goal of 55,000, and service leaders say nearly one quarter of those recruits came into active duty through this prep course. Army leaders increased the goal to 61,000 for this year, and they're relying on the prep course to provide a significant chunk of that again. So apparently it's like going to, I don't know what it is. It's just some of these kids were just not prepared to go in the Army, but they wanted to go in. And now they've got a place to kind of a pre-boot camp.
Yeah, get them up to speed. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're engaged to be married, of course, you're not thinking rationally sometimes. But you're a guy, you spend a lot of money on an engagement ring, a lot of money.
Yeah, you got to put a ring on it.
And then the engagement falls apart.
Uh-oh.
And who gets the ring?
Ooh.
Who keeps the ring?
There's the real question, isn't it? Yeah.
This is a dispute in Massachusetts where a court was asked to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. $70,000. I didn't know you could.
No wonder she doesn't want to give it back.
I didn't know you could spend that much.
$70,000.
Wow. Court ultimately ruled.
Signal ships with that ring.
Yeah. They ruled Friday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it, ending a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for the end of the relationship. Well, there's a no-win situation. But now they don't have to try to do that anymore.
So obviously their court ruling is it's not a gift. It's sort of part of a contract between two people. And once that dissolves, the person that bought it gets it back.
It's an agreement. And if the young woman takes the man, whatever, takes the ring, that doesn't mean and they break up. Yeah, somebody could do that. They could get engaged like 4 or 5 times in their lives. And open a jewelry store.
Right.
Wow. Anyway, let's see what else we got here.
Somebody call Mike Seltzer.
There you go. Officials say one of the 43 monkeys bred for medical research that escaped in a compound in South Carolina has been recovered unharmed. Police said in a statement Saturday that many of the others are still located a few yards from the property. Officials say the rhesus macaques made a break for it Wednesday after an employee at the Alpha Genesis facility in Yemisi did not fully lock a door as she fed and checked on the monkeys.
Uh-oh.
Monkeys are about the size of a cat.
Monkeys on the loose.
Alpha Genesis, federal health officials, and the police all say the monkeys pose no risk to the public.
They always say
that. Public health.
Yeah.
I wondered, these little animals have been raised in captivity. Do they know how to find something?
Well, of course they want out. They want, yeah.
Yeah, but what?
You wouldn't think that they would be all that proficient at that.
Yeah. Maybe they can just smell a garbage can or something, go over there and pull some trash out. So how do you round up rhesus macaque monkeys?
Well, apparently that's not an easy thing to do because I've only got one of them back.
Apparently throwing a net doesn't work. I don't know what they're doing, but they've only got one out of 43. Yeah. How about that?
That was the hungriest one.
Yeah.
Come back for food.
6:16 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And on this Monday morning, it's sports time with Ted Woodward. We had plenty of excitement at Arrowhead yesterday.
Boy, did we. Another big football game for the first place undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, hosting a division rival, a team that beat them the last time they played in last season. The Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have had trouble winning in Arrowhead Stadium, having lost 8 times in a row in Arrowhead over the years. But yesterday's game came right down to the finish. Broncos had a 14-3 lead in the second quarter, so the Chiefs trying to get back into this game. Mitch Holtis had the call on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
2x2 with eligible receivers. P. Ryan. Shades to the right, far side of the field of Mahomes. Marks had a call. Now they motion to set up 3 eligible to the right. They throw right cut. Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce just pivots inside and now ties Tony Gonzalez with 76 receiving touchdowns. The best in Kansas City Chiefs history. And the Chiefs on 4th and 2 gamble and roll a 7. Or is it 87?
All right, so that was the only touchdown of the entire day for the Kansas City Chiefs. Their other scoring drives were all field goals. That means the Kansas City Chiefs defense certainly had to stop the Broncos, and after that second quarter, they did. The Broncos got those 2 touchdowns in the second quarter, did not score any points after that.
Nick's in the shotgun, has got Estime back in there. Looping in motion, orbit motion. Now Nick's will keep it on a design run, trying to get away. He's wrapped up and taken down at the 11, a loss of 6. Felix and Udike Uzama was not tricked by the motion, and he kept Bo Nix in his sights, and a big play on a design run by the Denver quarterback.
Yeah, the former Kansas State Wildcat with the big tackle there. All right, so here's what happened in the fourth quarter. The Chiefs hit a go-ahead field goal with 6 minutes to go. Go up 16-14. So the Broncos then took the kickoff and used up the entire 6 minutes. Well, down to 1 second left anyway. 1 second left on the clock. The Broncos trying to hit a chip shot 35-yard field goal to win the game.
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, and one of those misses a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
How about that? Chiefs win it 16-14. It was Leo Chenal, the third-year player out of Wisconsin, got the game-winning block there, and once again, the Chiefs survive a 15-game winning streak, now 9-0 on the season.
Well, let's go back to Super Bowl 58, because Leo Chenal had one of the biggest plays that people don't talk about. Remember when he blocked the PAT of the 49ers, and it kept it a 3-point game? And when that happened, the sequence that was launched forward after that blocked PAT by Chenal set up all of the stuff that happened at the end. Well, in this game, there wasn't stuff that happened at the end. It was the end. And Leo Chenal came screaming in to the left side of the Bronco protection and block Will Lutz's field goal from 35 yards out, and the Chiefs win 16-14. I'll tell you how they win. A bucket of guts and Marine Corps kind of feeling. All 3 phases. We talk about special teams as kind of parenthetic. We want offense. We're going to play. What did Mahomes throw for? How many touchdowns did he have? Did I win my fantasy league? Defense, yeah, how many sacks? I'm going to go get a hamburger. We rarely talk about special teams. But when special teams snatches a game away from the opponent like this, it is devastating to the opponent and exhilarating for the team that wins. Amazing way to win this game and to go 9-0.
Yep, and the guy that made the block, Leo Chenal.
You know, I was getting some pressure kind of all day long in that rush to that side. And, you know, we got a bunch of guys on our field goal block team are getting great get-offs, and we talk about it all the time. Like, Coach Tobe says it every single week, you know, a play is going to come our way. You know, just keep pushing, you know, keep, you know, finding something, looking for something, keep getting your hand up, driving. you know, we finally got one in a big moment. Felt pretty good.
Really big moment. The Broncos have now lost 9 years in a row at Arrowhead. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on the Broncos.
Credit goes to them. They're a good football team, both sides of the ball. Sean's done a real nice job there, along with his coaches and the players. Listen, they've got good players, and that quarterback grew some today. Our defense is a good defense, and he had a pretty good day there.
All right, Chiefs with that 15-game winning streak, longest streak in the National Football League in 14 years. We've got Monday Night Football tonight. It's the Miami Dolphins in L.A. taking on the Rams. Rams are a 2.5-point favorite in that one. Coverage begins at 6:30 tonight for Monday Night Football, and that game's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Back-to-back-to-back coaches shows tonight for the Shockers over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Women's basketball coach Terry Nooner at 6 o'clock. Men's basketball coach Paul Mills at 7 o'clock. Volleyball coach Chris Lamb at 8 o'clock over on KFH. Speaking of the Shocker volleyball team, they were in New Orleans yesterday getting a sweep over Tulane, 3-0. The senior out of Nickerson High School, Morgan Stout, had 18 kills. Katie Galligan had 23 digs. Shockers get their 7th road win of the season. They are in a solid 3rd place in the American volleyball standings. All right, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
KNSS News Time now, 8:22. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says legacy media is dead. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
A nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Monday morning, Veterans Day. Clear sky now at 45 degrees. Police are investigating after 3 teenage boys were critically injured in a shooting in northeast Wichita Friday night.
The shooting occurred around 7:15 p.m. in the 1200 block of North Holyoke near 13th and Hillside. Investigators say a dark sedan pulled up to 3 teens in the area of 12th and Holyoke. Someone then got out of the car, shot the boys, and drove off. 2 of the victims were found at the scene with critical injuries, and another was taken to a local hospital before police arrived. All 3 were currently hospitalized in critical but stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. This incident remains under investigation. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
At this week's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the commissioners may be voting on a funding agreement that would provide $2.5 million to the Sedgwick County Zoo for a new elephant enclosure. County Commissioner Jim Howell says he has a resolution he wants to introduce on the issue.
When this was first proposed, I reacted to that. I thought, you know, this has got to stop. In fact, I've got a resolution that's going to be up Wednesday as well. The idea is that we would prohibit property tax dollars from being used for anything other than core functions of government.
Commissioner Howell, a guest Sunday evening on the John Whitmer Show here on KNSS. President-elect Donald Trump is receiving calls from world leaders following his win in the presidential election. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has the latest in West Palm Beach, Florida.
The Washington Post reported that President-elect Donald Trump spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, one day after Trump spoke to Ukraine's president. Now, Trump Communications Director Stephen Chung is neither confirming nor denying the report, but said in a statement to Fox News, quote, President Trump won a historic election decisively, and leaders from around the world know America will return to prominence on the world stage. That is why leaders have begun the process of developing stronger relationships with the 45th and 47th president. Now, with a Republican majority in the Senate next year, Trump has his picks all but assured, of course, but Trump posted earlier to X he wants his picks in quickly.
Trump and President Biden will meet with each other at the White House Wednesday. Gasoline prices have continued to fall over the last couple of weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us how much.
This time, 4 cents a gallon. The new average for regular grade is 3.15. That 4 pennies is the same amount that crude oil prices dropped.
Tulsa is paying the lowest local average at $2.52 a gallon, while the San Francisco area pays the highest at $4.65. The Highway Patrol reports a driver was cited for driving 33 miles per hour over the speed limit in northern Kansas, along with other violence.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Congratulations. A trooper made a traffic stop in Cloud County, citing a driver for going 103 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone, improper lane use, and child restraint violations. Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS 850 here on this Monday morning, Veterans Day. Three big things. Two people dead, two injured in a crash on the Kansas Turnpike south of Hayesville this morning. One man dead after a shooting on the patio of a North Wichita bar. Five people dead after a Wichita shooting spree. Shooter apparently committed suicide. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic so far this morning here in the Wichita area. The traffic volumes were really low pretty much all morning. Things were just looking pretty good out there. The big news in traffic today was that fatal traffic accident south of Hayesville on the turnpike. It happened between 79th South and it happened between 79th South and 95th Street South. And right now, still closed down there. So turnpike northbound is closed. You're going to have to exit there at Mulvane. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 68 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 44. Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high, 66 degrees. Now a clear sky, calm, and 45 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The European Union is seeking to punish Apple for what they claim is digital monopoly.
Fox on Tech.
Governments from around the world have been striving to regulate the global tech industry, even going so far as to craft laws addressing complaints over such things as privacy intrusions and customer protections. The European Union has been leading much of this effort. Now the EU is eyeing Apple to be the first big tech company to be fined under its new laws. The EU is claiming Apple violated its Digital Markets Act, which aims to keep competition in digital tech fair. Apple could have violated it by not allowing developers and users to sell and buy apps from platforms outside of Apple's App Store. The fine could be huge, as much as 10% of Apple's worldwide profits. It wouldn't be Apple's first large fine, though. Brussels fined the company $2 billion last year for stifling streaming music competition, and they're now also forced to pay more than $14 billion in back taxes to Ireland. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A staple annual aerospace industry conference back in downtown Wichita this week. Bombardier's Safety Stand-Down Seminar for Aviation Professionals. It starts tomorrow. It runs from the 12th to the 14th at the Hyatt Regency, featuring knowledge-based training through speakers, workshops, learning opportunities. The event is free to attend for anyone in the industry. That includes pilots, crew members, maintenance teams, managers, and others, no matter the type of aircraft they work on or operate. Bombardier says in a news release it's expecting more than 400 people to attend in person, with hundreds more across the globe expected to take part through a webcast.
A long-standing Wichita clothing store located at Bradley Fair has changed ownership. In August, Natalie Nabut, a dentist who came to Wichita in 2017, said she signed a deal to become the owner of boutique women's clothing store Nouveau in Bradley Fair. She officially took over the more than 2,000-square-foot store between Sur La Table and Yaya's Euro Bistro last week from previous owner Barbara Mann. Anuvo specializes in providing a mix of sophisticated and casual apparel, shoes, jewelry, and other accessories from brands based in the U.S. and Europe. The store has been open in Wichita for 40 years, and that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Ted, quite a weekend for sports. Shocker basketball, they won.
Got the home opener, won it by 20 points.
And then that game yesterday, whoo, at Arrowhead. Blocked field goal attempt.
Blocked field goal to win on the final play of the game for the Chiefs.
And I was talking to Shelly last night, and I said, you know, you don't see many block kicks anymore. They used to, every now and then, block a punt or a field goal attempt. But the guy who blocked a conversion attempt last year.
Yeah, he blocked an extra. Leo Chanel blocked an extra point in the Super Bowl that helped the Chiefs win.
He knows what
back in February, and here we are 9 months later, and he's getting another block kick to help the Chiefs get a win.
Well, it certainly was. And I didn't say this is terrible to say. I didn't say anything. My wife was in the other room, and I said, "Boy, I thought to myself, boy, it'd be nice if they'd block a kick or recover, you know, stuff like." Sure enough, they did. Now that sounds like, that's Monday morning quarterback. But I thought about it. It'd be the perfect place for it, and it was. Block the kick, game's over, we win. Demi Moore is turning 62 years old today.
62.
Yeah. In 1995, Demi, is it Demi or Demi? Anybody.
Like a Demi truck.
She was the world's highest paid actress in 1995. Ghost, A Few Good Men, Indecent Proposal. Wow.
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane. Ooh. All right. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Going to be talking about Trump's ambitious tax agenda. Our top of the hour news this morning, 5 people dead after a Wichita shooting spree. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Daniel Lash Show news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.